What's up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, coming to you live from the Wynn Casino here in Las Vegas out of the Blue Wire Studio. I'm joined alongside Ringwalk Danny, and it is Fight Week. Tank Davis talking big talk, and I guess I mean that, or he means that literal, since he's saying he has cruiserweight power, and there's no way that our guest yesterday, Shakur Stevenson, will stand a chance with him because he has no power. So we'll be discussing the potential super fight that we had a chance to talk about with the opposite side of this fight in Shakur. He believes it is a fight that can happen. Danny, how about you?
I think one day. I think this is a fight that one day can happen. A day in the not so near future. But obviously that is not the case for Hector Luis Garcia, who will be in the ring, everything goes right, tomorrow night against Gervonta Davis in Washington, D.C. I fly out tonight. I'm on the red eye to D.C. For the fight, and I'm excited. I'm excited because at the end of the day, Tank brings him out like nobody else. And, you know, Hector Luis Garcia is a world champion, great undercard. We have some money on the line this weekend, and I'm definitely excited.
For sure, man. What do you think needs to happen for a fight like this to take place in 2023?
Shakur and
Tank.
Middle East money.
All right. I mean, paint that picture for us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've seen the Middle East make a strive to grow their tourism. And they've made a play at some fights, at some sporting events. We just saw the World Cup. We've seen AJ fight out there a few times. So I think it would take, just a big investor period that has interest in the fight, willing to pay for the fight, because there's going to be a lot of money needed for this fight, more than if they were on the same side of the street. Let's say that.
I guess that's logical. If they're on the same side of the street, they could find a way to make it work. But Middle East money.
I think big investor, champ. That's what I'm telling you.
I don't know. I mean, I think it more boils down to Tank making Shakur the offer similar to Showtime to Demetrius or Demetrius to Charlo, hey, here's X amount of dollars. Come on over.
Guest in studio. And be right back.
Yeah. And while we go to our break, you can go ahead and come down to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Not only subscribe and like the YouTube video, but also vote on our poll, Gervonta Davis versus Shakur Stevenson. Who wins and how? We're going to be looking for those results here in just a bit, and we'll be right back in a second.
All right, everybody, stand by.
What up? Welcome back, ladies. We'll be right back. What's up? What's up? Welcome back, ladies. What's up? What's up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, coming to you live from the Wynn Casino here in Las Vegas out of the Blue Wire Studio. I'm joined alongside Ringwalk Danny, and it is Fight Week. Tank Davis talking big talk, and I guess I mean that, or he means that literal, since he's saying he has cruiserweight power, and there's no way that our guest yesterday, Shakur Stevenson, will stand a chance with him because he has no power. So we'll be discussing the potential super fight that we have
one day. I think this is a fight that one day can happen. A day in the not so near future. But obviously that is not the case for Hector Luis Garcia, who will be in the ring, if everything goes right, tomorrow night against Gervonta Davis in Washington, D.C. I fly out tonight. I'm on the red eye to D.C. For the fight, and I'm excited. I'm excited because at the end of the day, Tank brings him out like nobody else. And, you know, Hector Luis Garcia is a world champion, great undercard. We have fight, and I'm excited. I'm excited because at the end of the day, Tank brings him out like
Tank has that cruiserweight power.